Yes, hello, good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you have any kids in school?
No.
Okay, now it doesn't matter. You could still help us out if you are so kind. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. It takes less than five minutes. It is a little bit about political issues and the rest is about the school system in your area. We are working in your area right now. Okay?
Okay.
All right, great. Now, do you or anybody in your household works for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, or media organization, or as a volunteer for a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Now, with which of the political parties are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered?
I'm an independent.
Okay, great. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th? You would definitely vote, more likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not voting at all.
Likely to vote.
Very likely? Definitely or very likely?
Definitely.
Okay, great. What is the main racial background? Are you African American, Asian American, white Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Okay, great. Your age range goes from 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75? You don't sound
old. Over 75.
Really?
I sound old.
No, you don't. No, you don't at all. You don't sound like you're over 75. Wow. That's good. That's good. That means you stay healthy. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or have they gone off the wrong track?
Well, when you say community, you mean nationally or?
No, in your community.
Well, we have two residences, one in Florida and one in New Jersey. So you're asking about New Jersey?
No, I'm asking about the one in Florida.
Oh, okay.
I believe it's Naples, right?
Yeah, I think things are going in the right direction.
Okay, great. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Kindergarten to 12 education, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, traffic and congestion, abortion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment.
Do I have to just pick one? Or?
Yes, just one.
Immigration.
I know they're all important, but yeah, unfortunately it's only one. Okay. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Joe Biden.
Okay. Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Kind of neutral.
Okay, no opinion. All right, and Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, great. All right, now, the remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issues of education in your community, talking about Naples. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve kindergarten to 12 education improving the academic rating of schools, increasing the school choice of options, increasing teachers' pay, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, reducing class sizes, strengthening school safety and security measures, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
I have to pick one?
Yes, sir.
Raising the salary level, which I guess is among the lowest in the nation in Florida.
Oh, okay. New York has the highest. All right, now, you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your local PTA or PTO?
I have no opinion.
Okay.
I'm Moms too far for removed from the PTA.
Moms for Liberty. Moms for
no
Liberty.
Opinion. No opinion.
Okay. Your county school board?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable? Very favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay.
At least I voted in that election.
Okay, great. Teachers unions?
I guess unfavorable, because I don't think they're doing a good job.
Okay, great. Somewhat favorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Charter schools?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Private schools?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Okay.
We have some good private schools. They're expensive, okay. But they don't get anything from the government.
I could imagine. Everything around the harbor is very expensive. Teachers?
Yeah. Well, generally, I'm favorable. I think they should get paid more.
Very favorable?
No, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Traditional public schools?
I don't know. I'm kind of neutral. So, I mean,
okay.
they vary widely.
No opinion then?
Yeah, okay, no opinion.
All right, great. All right, now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And how will you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Will you say they are excellent, good, not so good, poor?
I would say good.
Okay. Which of the following best describes you? You consider yourself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing your community? The other answer would be, although they are not top of my concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. And the last one is, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
Well, I would say whatever. I'm moderately engaged. When there's an election, I research all the people that are running so I understand who they are, and I make a choice.
Yeah, sure.
So
engaged. I got you. I understand. Thank you for your answer. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. The other answer will be, we need to better fund our public schools while educational choices is nice. It takes money out of your public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
I think the first one. Give them more options.
Okay, great. As you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates does not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. The other one will be the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
Yeah, I think the second.
Okay. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. The second one is parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with the actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. A long time ago, I used to go to school board meetings, and I got so disgusted with what they discussed and didn't discuss that I stopped going. So I don't know what that
said. Okay, so parents have the right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with the actions they've taken?
Oh, yeah, I stood up and criticized them. And, nothing gets done, though.
All right, now, this is a long question, and then from there we only got like three or four more. You will now be given a series of issues, positions that a candidate may hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the elections for a school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Now, so it will be like much more likely, someone much more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, no opinion. A candidate, you will vote for a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Oh, yeah, that's me. I would support somebody who's against that.
Much or somewhat?
Much, very much.
Okay. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which say America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
I don't think that the place is the schoolroom classroom.
I don't think they need that. Okay, so reviews. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
I support that, yeah.
Okay, great. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Say that again. What was that last?
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Yeah, I support that. Yeah.
Much or somewhat?
Much. I support that much.
Okay. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Yeah, I would support that.
Okay. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teachers' pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Yeah, I support that.
Okay. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Oh, I think that should be, yes, that should be everywhere in government. That's why our government's so fucked up because we don't have term limits.
Okay, great. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as females.
Yeah, I support.
Okay. A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phones, and social media free zone during school hours.
Yes, I support that.
Okay. A candidate who wants our school to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, great. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
I don't believe that should be necessary, but, you know.
Okay.
If there's danger to the kids, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah. All right, no problem. Okay, let's see now. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only, okay? How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? More than 20 years? Or life?
11 to 20.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Probably conservative.
Okay. Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2 years degree, college graduate with a bachelor's, postgraduate degree?
Oh, I've got two graduate degrees, I guess.
Okay.
Whatever that fits into.
All right, no problem. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
Who currently attend school? Yeah, I've got five grandkids.
Oh.
Eight years old to 22.
Okay, now, do they attend traditional public school, public charter or magnet school, or a private religious or parochial school?
Let's see, two graduated from public school in Naples.
Okay.
One goes to kind of a charter religious school.
Okay.
Another one's, well, one of them's a senior at the University of Florida, so I don't know.
Okay. That's all right, no problem. Thank you for your answer. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week? Not frequently? A few times a month or longer?
Every day.
Okay. I want to thank you so much, sir, for your time. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. You're very professional.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate
that.
Have a good day.
Bye now.
Bye, man.